Hello, all you magical people at the Seattle Hunt Fest. Hello, Vivian. Thank you for this amazing opportunity to be able to speak with everyone there today. Vivian, you are a righteous soul brother. Thanks for all that you do on behalf of the healing herb and all of the green prisoners around the world. You are a true warrior angel. I wish I could be there in person to speak with all of you today, but I'm afraid if I set foot on American soil right now, the DEA would try and catch me and lock me up in federal prison for a mandatory minimum of 10 years to life. Vivian and I thought it would be much easier and safer for me to mail this cassette tape to you instead. This madness all started in the summer of 1997 when I was living in Los Angeles, California, and I met Todd McCormick and Peter McWilliams. Todd is a man with bone marrow cancer who was conducting research on medical marijuana and recording his findings in a book he was writing called How to Grow Medical Marijuana. Peter McWilliams was a man with AIDS and cancer who was the publisher for Todd's book. Todd hired me to do illustrations for the book and some of the other projects he was working on, and on July 29, 1997, the DEA raided Todd's home, arresting everyone there, including me. We were all charged with conspiracy, cultivation, possession, and intent to distribute marijuana. In October of 97, my charges were dropped, and in May of 98, my lawyer got word that the U.S. prosecutors planned to reinstate my charges. He told me that since I would not agree to testify against Todd and Peter, they intended to lock me up for the 10-year mandatory minimum. He advised me to flee the country, and a few days later, I arrived in Vancouver, Canada, where I am now living. Currently, I'm applying for refugee status here in Canada, and my case is before the Minister of Justice, Anne McClellan, who must decide whether to extradite me back to the U.S. to serve 10 years in federal prison or to allow me to live here in Canada. If I win, my case will set a precedent which will mean that other Americans who are being persecuted for marijuana and risk spending decades in prison can come to Canada and seek safety. This same sort of thing happened during the Vietnam War, when Canada allowed the conscientious objectors of the war to come to Canada and live in peace. By allowing me to stay in Canada, the Canadian government will be taking a stand against the U.S. war on the people known as the war on drugs. They will be saying, "We refuse to stand by and watch you lock seriously ill people in cages for using a herb which the U.S. Institute of Medicine and Health Canada have found to be effective as a medicine." This will be a message heard around the globe, and I will do everything that I can to win my case and set this important precedent. Cannabis is a sacred healing herb that deserves respect rather than demonization. By demonizing this healing herb, which can alleviate so much suffering for the sick and dying, we demonize ourselves. The real crimes are the laws that keep medicine from sick people. This war the American government has waged on our planet, known as the war on drugs, has got to come to an end. This can happen as long as we continue to join together, just as we have today, and stand up for our rights, and stand up for freedom. Thank you, Vivian, for creating such an important event where people can come together and spread truth and freedom and love. And thank you to everyone there who is listening today. I couldn't do this without your support. I will be partaking in a great big bowl of sacrament today at 4:20 p.m. in honor of all you magical people who are attending the Hemp Fest. I hope you all can join me. I'll be sending lots of magic and love in your direction. Bye, Vivian. Bye, everybody. Hope you all enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening.